back in just a minute. Well, good evening and welcome to week 7 of Stop and Live with Jane Vandress, Massage Therapy Radio's weekly radio program. My name is Scott Dartnell and I'm your host. Thank you for joining us. Stop and Live is about living in the present and being conscious of how our thoughts and emotions can attract positive outcomes. Our goal is to guide listeners to a new level of consciousness through awareness of our higher self and our connection to others. Learn to be in the present and develop your intuition. Be guided by Jane Vandress, Reiki Master and Intuitive Healer, to use the talent you have within you. I would like to now introduce my friend, colleague, and spiritual advisor, Jane Vandress. Welcome, Jane.
Thank you, Scott. How are you this evening?
I'm great. I say it every week, but I look forward to this hour every week. It's great to be here with you.
Because you never know what I'm going to say.
No, you're the one that can guess what I'm saying. I can't guess what you're saying, so I never know. It's a surprise, and that's what I like. You know that. I just wanted to say, Jane, for those who are listening to over our broadcast page, which is, of course, listening over live streaming audio, you can contribute your questions and comments in the Q&A box on the bottom left. And actually, this evening we have something a little special that we're bringing to our listeners. We want to encourage our listeners to send in their birthday, month, and year. And can you explain why we want them to do that, Jane?
Yeah, we're just going to have them submit that while they're online with us. And we'll pick a couple of people's birth dates, and I'll do a quick little numerology thing on them for their life purpose and their gifts, considering that's what we're talking about in our affirmation this evening.
That's great. That's fantastic. Are we ready to start with tonight's affirmation?
Mm-hmm.
Well, tonight's affirmation is from David Viscott, is that correct?
Yes, Viscott.
And it goes, the purpose of life is to discover your gift. The meaning of life is to give your gift away. What a beautiful affirmation.
That is a beautiful affirmation. And before we even get into the affirmation, I just wanted to say a couple of words. It's my husband's birthday today, and I just wanted to wish him a very happy and special birthday. And I also wanted to let him know that I'm so grateful to have him in my life, and he truly is a gift to me that I treasure always. I just wanted to share that with everyone.
Wonderful.
And I hope he's having a happy birthday as he's working.
Oh, yes, happy birthday to him. And actually, we can talk about this now because we're going to go over it at the end of our show. But next week's affirmation is actually dedicated to your husband, and it comes from a group that he really likes, which is Rush. So mm-hmm. I can't wait to read that affirmation later in the show. That'll be great.
Very good. Very good. So Scott, I was going to ask, do you have any experience that you'd like to share? Any time in your life where you felt that you got in touch with your life purpose, or even what you're doing now in your life, how that came about, or any special gift that you've become aware of yourself that you have?
Wow. Okay.
We're trying to make this short, right? That can cover your whole life.
Well, I think that we have people may have many in their life. I think back to when I was in massage therapy school, which is going back 18 years now, and I was very focused on being involved with athletes. I wanted to work with athletes. I wanted to work with teams. I wanted to travel with them. That's really what I was very interested in. And we had a lot of opportunities at our school. We did some very interesting outreaches, you know, working at Variety Village with disabled athletes and getting to work at the very, very wonderful Ballet School of Canada in Toronto. But my favorite outreach, the one that kind of changed my ideal about what I wanted to do, was we had a seniors clinic at Sutherland and Chan in Toronto. And I'm working with this group, and this same group of seniors pretty much are coming in every week, and we're working with them. And, you know, we thought it was funny at first. They're, you know, the week after week, they're bringing in cookies and cakes and everything like that. It was a great environment. But what I got from it, what I really, when the light went on, was what we were bringing to a lot of these people was touch. So many of these people were widows, had been alone for a while. They were older. They weren't dating. They weren't on the dating scene. Maybe separated from their children. Their children maybe lived in another city. And what we were bringing to them was this compassionate touch, therapeutic touch, and with all the right intention. And their response to that work that we did was just overwhelming. And that's when I realized that I really wanted to work in general practice. I wanted to work with as many groups as possible to bring them what I really believe is the transformative nature of massage therapy or touch therapies, that it really does help and really does change people's lives. And I'd say that was probably the gift that I received when I was in school.
Well, that's inspiring, and everybody who's come to you for treatment is very grateful that you chose to go that path, that's for sure. I've, for my own personal part in life for purpose, I'd have to probably discuss about, for me getting into this kind of work, like talking about spirituality and sharing that with people, because over the years I've been studying many aspects of like spirituality, synchronicity, conscious living. I'd taken a lot of spiritual development classes, meditation classes, courses, reading lots and lots of books, and I had begun to train my conscious mind in receiving answers. So I would send out a question, and I'd be open to what I call signposts. So I would ask a question, and I'd be open to receiving an answer some way or other in front of me through my life experience. And one day I was contemplating, probably about 8 years ago, I was thinking, you know, whether I should share what I've learned with others professionally. And later that day, I actually received my message. I was right where I am now, where I'm still working in the family massage clinic. They had just put up a massage magazine on a display up on the counter, and on the front cover it said, "Public awareness is the key." And right there in that moment, I heard and I felt a voice within me that said, "There's your sign." So I took that literally. And I thought, okay, well, you know what, that's what I've asked for. There's my sign, and moved forward and started doing this. And at that time, I didn't know where it was going to take me, but I knew that it was going to take me where I wanted to go, and I'm grateful for that.
That's great. I mean, there really are different signs. As I was saying, I was working on building our broadcast page for next week, and I got distracted. I got up to do something, and I was walking by my computer, and as I had read the affirmation for next week, and as I walked by my computer, the picture that I chose, I thought, that's the picture right there. And it was just, I had pressed the button. I was scanning through some different pictures and had got distracted by a phone call and come back, and not purposely had stopped on that picture. And I'm always interested how things like that happen.
I know, it's amazing. It's more amazing as time goes on. You keep reassuring yourself. It's like, you know what? It's me. I'm playing a part in this. It's not like it's just kind of out there doing it on its own. You always play a part in it.
Exactly.
That's what's the amazing thing.
Exactly. Did you want to get into some questions?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
This question actually comes from Patricia in El Paso, Texas. And she wanted to know if we are able to connect to our guides or spirits through our dreams, and if there's any way to communicate to better understand what our purposes are.
Okay, thanks, Patricia, for your question. In my work and experience with spiritual classes and meditation circles and that, I've encountered a lot of people who were open and willing to connect with their spirit guides. And first of all, it's important to have an open mind, and you want to believe that it's possible, and that's a good start. You want to be able to feel free to ask more and more questions, ask to become aware of their presence. The thing about spirit guides is they do not interfere and only will assist when they're asked to. You also want to practice trusting your intuitions. Have no doubts. Look within and trust your feelings. When you're doing any type of meditation, you want to extend your conscious awareness of your energy field all the way around your body rather than just in front of you. You'll become more aware of their presence because they could be behind you or they could be at the side of you, and by doing this, you'll be able to connect with them more. And once you have connected with your guides and with your angels, it's important to develop and build ongoing that connection. And you can do that through meditation on your own or even doing meditation with a group or doing classes. And for the dream part, some people have had experiences where they've had a dream that seems so vivid and real, where they met maybe like a wise old man or a woman or even an animal with whom they felt like an instant connection or felt warm and loving feeling with. And this might have been you communicating with an angel or a guide. Sometimes in your dreams or even when you're meditating, your guides may show symbols or colors or even numbers. And you may choose to learn. You may choose to want to learn what these interpretations are. And I know personally I've had experiences with guides and with my angels. And there was one day that I actually was driving along in my car, and anybody who knows me knows I'm a big number person. I'm a big license plate person. I get a lot of my messages on license plates. And I was driving along. I don't remember exactly what I was thinking about that day, but I knew I was worrying. I was not in the present moment. My mind was on something else. And I was driving along, and I could feel, like in my line of work with me doing readings, that I've come to understand and feel presence when it's around, when the angels or spirit guides of either myself or other people are within my presence. So I was feeling this presence of an angel, but I wasn't sure who it was. So I asked, I said, "Are you an angel?" So next thing, within, and this is no kidding, within about maybe a minute or two, all of a sudden this car kind of didn't cut off me disrespectfully, but just kind of come within my path in front of me. And on the back of his license plate said angel. So I said, "Okay, so now I know you're an angel. Can you give me your name?" And again, within a minute or two, another car came within my distance and crossed in front of me. And on the back of the license plate, it said Mikey. So with my experience, I work a lot with Archangel Michael. So I had the feeling that it must be him. And if anybody working with angels will understand, they have a really good sense of humor. So rather even coming out with a license plate of Michael, he came out with a license plate of Mikey. So anyways, I had a good laugh, and it was truly a a good experience, and one that I long remembered, that's for sure. Also, you had mentioned, Patricia, about connecting to your life purpose. So you can connect with your life purpose through meditation. And when you're meditating, you want to have the intention that you would like to have insight to your purpose and your gifts. And there are many different guided meditations that you can do that can get in touch with your spirit guides that can address and help you with your life purpose. Or you may even feel that you want to join a meditation circle. You can also find out your life purpose and your gift, as we're doing tonight, through numerology. So you can do the numerology by adding up the numbers in your birth date, which is the month, day, and the year that you're born. And that gives you a lot of information about your life path and your gifts. You may choose to learn this on your own or you might want to seek out a professional numerologist. You can also go and see a psychic intuitive, and if they're in tune to getting in touch with your spirit guides and your angels, they can address and help you as well with your life purpose. Sometimes people are forced into asking what their life purpose is due to like a midlife crisis or their age, illness, or a possible disability. We're all here. We all have life purpose on this earth, and we have our own unique and special gifts that that help us to move forward and address our life purpose. And keep in mind, too, that our life purpose may change as we change in our life. So I hope this gives you some insight about your question, Patricia, and thank you for submitting it.
Well, thank you, Jane. Our next question comes from Bettina, and it says, how do you know, how do you get in touch with your inner spirit or powers?
Okay, Bettina, we have addressed this in our previous shows. If you'd like to, you can go on the broadcast page, and you can replay our previous shows. I believe more information was addressed in the first three shows. But I will address a couple of things that you can do now. You, in order to get in touch with your inner spirit and powers, you can go and receive energy healing. So somebody who does Reiki or therapeutic touch or pranic healing, and that can help to balance your chakras. You can also go, again, as I mentioned earlier, you can go and get a psychic intuitive reading. You may choose prayer, you may choose meditation, music, any means that's going to help you to relax your body and quiet your mind. And then after you've come to that state of consciousness, then you can ask to get in touch with your higher self and then just allow the experience to take place. It really can be just that simple. So thank you, Bettina, for submitting your question, and I hope that you will feel free to go to the replay pages and listen to our previous shows to give you more insight into your question. Thank you.
Well, that's great, Jane. You always have the best answers. Our next question comes from Lori, and she asks, I've heard some talk about something called, I don't even know how to pronounce this.
Yeah, Akashic
Records. Now, mm-hmm. I asked you about this earlier because when I had read this question, I was not sure. Where can we retrieve information about who we are? And what is this, and where can it be found?
Thank you, Lori. The Akashic Records has also been referred to as, so if I say these names, people might remember hearing it, Hall of Learning, Hall of Knowledge, Universal Library. Excuse me. The Akashic Records is located in the subconscious mind, or you can call the universal mind. It's a permanent record of everything that we have ever said, done, thought. It also encompasses our past lives. One who meditates regularly over time can learn to release the conscious mind and allow to go deeper into the subconscious, and that is where you can receive the wisdom of the ages. Instead of us being limited to what is stored in the brain, now is... through expanded consciousness, one is able to receive the knowledge of like millions of people over many thousands of years. The Akashic Records is located midpoint of the subconscious mind, and that's where the mental ideas are being manifest into physical form. In other words, you can say using the law of attraction. And within my work, with me doing readings, in connecting, I connect with people's angels and spirit guides as well as working with my own. I have on several occasions tapped into people's past lives through the Akashic Records. And what I've experienced is that some people will even have a phobia, or they'll have even possible physical ailment or even birthmark that relates to their past life. For example, one time I shared a past life with someone, and that it was stated that she had drowned in a previous life, and she found herself very afraid of water in this lifetime. And then there was someone else that was in a previous lifetime was found to be shot in the side of the head, And in this lifetime, they found that that's where a birthmark had now been. On the side of the head, that's where they found a birthmark, in the very place where they were shot in a previous lifetime. In my own life experience with my past lives, I had someone tell me that I had died of pneumonia. And for many years, I suffered with chronic bronchitis. And I was actually diagnosed with that. And around the age of between 18 and 20, all of a sudden, just for no reason, I just no longer had chronic bronchitis. All of a sudden, it just cleared up and it was gone. And then I found out that that was around the age in which I died in a previous lifetime. So it just is very interesting. And just keep in mind that we carry this information with us to experience new experiences, and our souls know our reasons for this. It's even said in the Bible that in my Father's house are many mansions, and it's also being referred to as the Akashic Records in the phrase, the Book of Life. And there is a resource that you can go on to the internet called Intuition Akashic Records, and there's more information that can be found there as well. And I hope that this helps you to understand better what the Akashic Records are. And thank you again, Lori, for submitting your question.
Well, that's a great question, because I had never heard that term before. I learn something new every week, Jane.
Do you have any experience with yourself where you think that you feel that you might have had kind of a glimpse or an experience of a past life or something that you feel connected with? There's a lot of people, too. Like, for example, my mom, she feels really, really connected with pirates. Like, really. So she always says, you know what, I had to have been a pirate in a past life because the connection is so strong. And that's usually an indication that there's a memory there. Have you had anything like that, Scott?
Well, I'd have to think about that for a little while. But I'm like most people. I think that you have those deja vu moments, and
yes.
Sometimes some are, you know, are weaker, but some are very strong. And it's like, you know, I've been here before, or I've experienced this before, and you know I've never been to this place. And that is always, you know, that always surprises me, that feeling, how strong it can be sometimes. And that's always a difficult one to explain away.
Mm, it is. You know, so many people come my way in day-to-day life and say, that's the most current thing that people say is, like, I have a lot of deja vu. That seems to be very common with people.
Yeah,
and when you look at the bigger picture, too, it can symbolize past life.
I don't think, and I don't think we're sleepwalking. So I think that there's definitely something to it. And it's funny because it's a term, and it's something that's been strong for a long time. So in literature, it's been mentioned many, many times over hundreds of years. So it's a very interesting concept. Very
mm-hmm.
interesting idea, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have some dates that you want to go from some numerology that you want to do with some listeners tonight, Jane?
Yeah, actually, I have one here from a girl called Beth, and she shares her numbers, and her numbers add up to a 7. So what it tells me about Beth is that her life purpose is she's very much a researcher, and she's a seeker of information. And she's here to experience trusting herself and trusting other people, and most importantly, trusting the information that she's receiving from her intuition. She also is here to know about herself, and knowing herself becomes bringing peace of mind. So that's very important for her as well. And her gifts, one of her main gifts would be being a bridge from this earth to the spirit world. And again, using her intuition is very, very strong for her as well. So I thought I would just share that with her and maybe give her a head start in giving her a reason to maybe want to delve a little deeper into numerology and finding out more about her life purpose and her gifts in this lifetime.
Well, I have another one for you, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes from Franca. And I'm not sure how to put the numbers together. I know you said, but I'll leave it up to you. And hers is July 23rd, 1963.
And that's from Franca?
Yes.
Okay. So for Franca, your life purpose is that you're actually here to learn about order and system. And you're also here to learn about the rewards of being of service. So that's very strong for you, too. You're also learning about being better organized. You're learning about setting a solid foundation for yourself and within your life, which also has to do with people that are involved within your life as well. You're very, very strong service. And the other thing I would share with you, too, is Oprah actually has the same number as you. So that might give you a little more insight of your power within. And also with your gifts are very much a strong leader, very well organized when put into the positive, and can be very patient when use this energy in the positive as well. So I hope that helps Franca to learn a little bit more about herself and why she's come and the wonderful experiences that she's having and more to come.
Wonderful.
Do we have time for another one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because I have one from Robert, and Robert's number actually comes out. And by the way, did I say Franca's number? She's a four.
A four.
So Robert is a number nine. So Robert's purpose is to learn and experience about loving unconditionally, and for him also to learn about giving of himself for the satisfaction of just giving. His gifts are he's very much a humanitarian, very strong teacher, and has very strong healing abilities as well. And I hope this helps Robert to address with his life purpose as well and to keep him motivated.
Got to keep people motivated. That's awesome.
And we've done yours, Scott.
Yeah, can we do mine again?
You want to do yours again?
Yeah, because you know what? I know I should remember everything, but I'm pretty sure you told me I was either a 1 or a 10.
Yeah.
Mine was June 21st. Yes, yeah.
Yes. Strong, strong healer. Strong, strong intuitive. So those are very, very strong gifts of yours. Also strong leadership ability. Very, very strong gift as well. You have strong executive and administrative abilities. And you're also very artistic. Now, your purpose is to be here, is to be an original, for you to be an original thinker, for you to be an original expressor. So you're here to be yourself. You're here to think for yourself and act for yourself and not to be your anti-conformity. You're here to be yourself and not follow. You're here to be a true leader. And you're definitely here to be more independent and learning independence. And how you do that, too, is maybe sometimes in your life you felt that you were a little dependent, and then you would feel a little more independent, and then what you're trying to do is balance in between. There you go.
Good. Well, let's hear yours, Jane.
Oh, mine?
Yes.
Well, you threw me for a loop there.
I know.
Nobody ever wants to talk about themselves. Well, for me, I'm actually here. My life purpose is to do with constructive freedom. So I'm seeking out experiences that will be of benefit to me. I'm definitely here to learn about life and to enjoy life and to I'm here to learn to be adaptable. That's one of my gifts. Even though sometimes I don't like change, I can adapt. I might not do it gracefully, but sooner or later I'm going to adapt. And also my gifts are number five, you're supposed to be a jack of all trades. So you're talented in a lot of different areas. And
there's
also
no doubt
one of
that
the gifts
you are.
Yeah, well, we didn't say mastery of anything, but you can know a lot of different things. And also one of the gifts for number five, which is me, is clairvoyant. So strong clairvoyant skills. So which makes sense as to why I am in this field, for to do with meditation and also to do with the readings and the numerology. Thanks for asking, Scott.
My pleasure. I'm always interested by that.
Pardon me?
I'm sorry. Almost sounded like a voice there.
Oh.
We're getting near the end of the show, and I wanted to talk about next week's affirmation. Is that okay?
Yes, perfect.
For everybody listening, next week's affirmation happens to, you know, we did this in coordination with Jane's husband's birthday, and it's from lyrics of a song of his favorite group and one of Jane's favorite group, Rush. And they're singing about freedom, freedom and free will. And I'm going to read the affirmation. You can choose a ready guide in some celestial voice. If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. You can choose from phantom fears and kindness that can kill. I will choose a path that's clear. I will choose free will. That's a great affirmation, Jane.
Yeah. What I love about Rush is that their songs are deep.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I told you it's funny because a great deal of my friends are musicians still playing, you know, still playing the occasional weekend gig here and there. And pretty much all of them, their favorite group is Rush because, you know, it's the quintessential three-person band, right? Guitar,
mm-hmm.
bass, and drums. So it's not some big overproduced studio band. It's a real live great musicians that can play very well. So great affirmation, Jane, and happy birthday again to your husband.
Thank you. Music is such a strong meditative tool. Like, it's so inspirational. It can definitely put you in another realm. That's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. So mm-hmm. I'm always surprised that how if you hear a song that you haven't heard from a while. The other night it was really warm and I was driving home and an old song from Chicago was on and what it made me think about was our drives up to the cottage when we were kids. And we all loaded into the back of the car, my sister, myself, and my three cousins. And it just brought back the smell that you have out in the country and when you get near water. And it just brings back that memory to me every time I hear that song. And it was just the right environment. It was such a warm day the other day. So there's no doubt about it. We have strong connection to music.
It just goes to prove that every experience we have, it's always stored away.
It is. And I wanted to remind all of our listeners, too, that if you go to Massage Therapy Radio, which is massagetherapyradio.com, and left navigation, you'll see Stop and Live. And you click on that, it'll take you to all of our previous broadcasts. And actually, in a few minutes when this broadcast is completed, you'll be able to go up there, and actually, if you just go back to the link that you're on right now, you'll be able to listen again. But I'll post the previous broadcast in Massage Therapy Radio, so you'll be able to go back and listen to them all as many times as you want, or download them at your convenience. So I hope people go back and actually listen again and pick some favorite shows, and really encourage them to use the link on this page to send us some questions for next week, because as you can see, we always use the questions, we never throw them out, and everybody's contribution is valuable. So
we value their questions.
We do value their questions.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Don't be shy.
No, and our questions, you know, every time I read them, I always think how insightful they are. And it's like, Don't worry that your question, that you may think that it's maybe not phrased the way you'd like, or you know, as detailed or as important. They're all important, so please continue to contribute them. They're of value to us.
Yes.
And on that note, I'd like to again say thank you to my colleague Jane Vandress. Thank you very much, Jane.
Thank you, Scott.
Another great show. Again, always insight from you. And I appreciate it. It's a learning experience for me every week, and I really enjoy it.
Well, I enjoy this time together, too, as well.
Thanks for being my colleague and my friend. I appreciate it.
Right back at you.
Well, you have a great evening, and hopefully you can give your husband a call after the show and let him know that we announced his favorite group's affirmation tonight. And wish him a happy birthday.
I will do that, and I appreciate it.
You have
Thank you, Scott.
Great night, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott, and thank you to our listeners. Have a great evening.
And thank you to all of our listeners, and thank you from massagetherapyradio.com and Stop and Live with Jane Vandress. Have a great evening.